One casualty after last week's midterm elections could be the Obama administration's efforts to improve and expand high-speed rail. Some Republican governors just elected in the Midwest say they will reject hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. That money is intended to start up new passenger rail service. The fight over high-speed rail is one of many likely funding battles as newly elected Republicans work to keep their campaign promises to rein in spending. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
I'm standing in Union Station in downtown Chicago at Amtrak's many gates to trains that from here lead to points north, south, east, and west. And it's pretty busy right now. But Rick Harnish, executive director of the Midwest High-Speed Rail Association, has dreams of something quite busier.
In my dream, this station is completely replaced, and it's replaced with a facility that's on par with the new station in Guangzhou or the new station in Beijing. It's twice as busy as Midway Airport, which it easily could be.
Harnish says this station in Chicago, with a boost from the Obama administration and its stimulus package, was on its way to becoming the nexus, the hub of a high-speed rail network linking several Midwest cities.
You could get from here to any major city in the Midwest within 3 hours: St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
But those dreams of fast trains full of passengers zooming through the Midwest might soon be knocked off the rails.
That train is dead. I said it during the campaign. It is dead. We are not going to have it.
That's Ohio Republican Governor-elect John Kasich, who says he will reject $400 million in federal funds meant to establish passenger rail service from Cleveland to Columbus and Cincinnati. In Florida, Governor-elect Rick Scott suggests he might not take $2 billion for high-speed rails linking Tampa to Orlando and Miami. And Wisconsin Governor-elect Scott Walker says he will turn down more than $800 million in federal funds for high-speed trains between Milwaukee and Madison.
The bottom line is, right now, I've seen no scenario where the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin aren't going to be on the hook for millions of dollars. And to me, unless there was an ironclad agreement that showed me otherwise, I'm not interested. I think the majority of voters in the state made that very clear in the election.
Riding the wave of anti-big government sentiment that swept him into office, Walker and other Republicans have been slamming the Obama administration's stimulus-funded high-speed rail projects around the country as $10 billion in boondoggles that would benefit too few travelers. Again, Wisconsin, Scott Walker.
Maybe it's time for the administration to reconsider the billions of dollars spent on high-speed rail and instead put those funds into the use for roads and bridges not only in Wisconsin but across the country.
Walker and Ohio's Kasich wrote to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood asking that they be allowed to do just that. But LaHood's response is no. In letters to both governors-elect, he points out their states already received hundreds of millions in stimulus funding for roads and bridges, and that this money can only be spent on high-speed rail. If the new governors don't want it, LaHood says the money will be reallocated to other states that do want improved, cleaner, and more efficient transportation options and the thousands of jobs the high-speed rail projects would create. And already, officials in New York, Illinois, and California are trying to put dibs on the $3 billion plus Florida, Ohio, and Wisconsin might give up. Caught in the middle of the backlash are workers for companies such as Talgo, a manufacturer of high-speed trains that just opened a new plant bringing new jobs to Milwaukee.
By the end of November, we are going to have 40 employees. We will need up to 125.
Talgo spokeswoman Nora Friend says the company is now faced with telling those workers they might be out of jobs when the trains they are now making are completed.
If we don't have any more orders, then as a business entity, we have no choice but to shut down the facility.
And even those states such as Illinois that want high-speed rail and tout its benefits could face a day of reckoning with the changing of the guard on Capitol Hill. Florida Republican Congressman John Mica, who is in line to chair the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee, says he wants to reexamine all $10 billion worth of high-speed rail grants already awarded around the country. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.